Hello and welcome to another edition of TDWI Radio News. My name is Eric Cavanaugh, and I'll be your host for today's conversation with Mr. Foster Henshaw. Foster is the CEO of a fairly new company called Datopia, so we're going to learn a little bit about what Datopia is and what they do over there, and we're going to learn specifically about appliances, data warehousing appliances. So first of all, Foster, I'd like to turn the mic over to you to give us the 60-second elevator pitch about what's going on over there at Datopia and why folks should be paying attention. So go ahead and give us the scoop.
Yeah, it was very nice to talk to you, Eric. We're actually having a great time here at Datopia. Datopia, as you know, is building a data warehouse appliance. It's the first one that's transparently interoperable with or operates underneath Oracle SQL Server DB2, so it works within your current database environment and scales anywhere from 2 terabytes up to hundreds of terabytes effortlessly. And that's where the appliance comes in, is just that we can easily install a large database in your current environment at the speed of FedEx. So we have an affordable, transparent with your existing environment appliance that's just easy to use, and that's what we're coming out with.
Okay, and when you say transparently interoperable, I mean, are you referring to APIs or something that are built into the appliance itself? Have you essentially hard-coded connectors or something to these environments? Like, what define transparently interoperable?
That's a great question, because what we do is provide the power of parallel operations underneath your existing Oracle. So traditionally, let's say Oracle SQL Server DB2 are implemented on SMP systems that have limitations for scaling, and we've all seen those limitations for scaling. For data warehouses, we want the power of parallelism. Datopia is a parallel engine underneath your existing Oracle SQL Server DB2. So you can implement Datopia's parallelism without changing or touching your current appliance. So that's what's really exciting. That's what's transparent. So without any changes to your current appliance, now you can get the power of MPP and don't have to, do a rip and replace and throw out your existing Oracle environment. And that's what our customers find exciting. It's just the total adoptability because of our transparency.
I see. And what other kind of software comes bundled in the appliance? I mean, is it an actual DBMS? Is there ETL technology, OLAP, EII? What comes bundled with the system when you buy it?
Okay, Datopia is a complete MPP engine with all the OLAP, OLTP functionality of the host DB, whether it be Oracle, SQL Server, DB2. We also include a high-speed loader and connector with all the major ETL vendors. So if you look at us, we're fully eco-friendly, and we fit in with your current environment.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about how these appliances typically work. So somebody buys an appliance, are you typically hosting data marts, or are you seeing clients who are looking to host their enterprise data warehouse on one of these things? Like, what is the usual use case, if there is such a thing?
The use case, because we're focusing on large data, your typical use case are to host the application that hits on the large data, whether it be called ETL records, clicks, point of sale, events, network management. So anyone who has a large amount of atomic data and is doing, for instance, revenue assurance, network management, clickstream analysis, those are the applications that fit very well on our application.
I see. Okay.
If you look at it, what we do is provide an intelligent way so that you can actually run multiple applications on the same data. Historically, people have created a separate data mart, for instance, for each of many applications for their large data. We enable them to have the one repository. You may have Oracle at the same time SQL Server, or at the same time DB2, or multiple instances of Oracle on top of the repository, all hitting on the same launch data. So it's a very effective, efficient way to store and retrieve and analyze the large data that you have.
Right. So and you talk about having these other databases. So as I understand it, basically what you're talking about is these would be the systems like Oracle or SQL Server where you would be storing your transactional data, essentially, and then Datopia acts as an appliance for data warehousing that sits on top of them, or you say under them, but basically is pulling data from those other systems, right? And then what you build, do people build typical OLAP-type engines on top of Datopia, or is that all, is theoretically all that bundled in?
It's actually bundled in. It's a slightly different architecture than you described. Depending on the customer, they may do like a tier one, tier two that you've described, where they have 1 month of data on their Oracle SMP system, and then the rest of the time, you know, going back 7 years, will be on the Oracle Datopia system. But if we think of it as an Oracle plus Datopia, or SQL Server plus Datopia, or DB2 plus Datopia, we replace the underlying platform, what's called the Sun engine, the interconnect, storage interconnect, and the storage itself with an intelligent database engine. So now Oracle runs on a very efficient, massively parallel database engine, instead of running on the SMP architecture that so many of us have seen before.
I see, okay. And what about data models? Are there built-in data models too, or do people need to apply those separately?
No, actually, they have to apply them separately. We have no change because we sit and underneath Oracle, for instance, and we're fully part of the Oracle system. We use the data models you already have, so there's no change to those.
Okay. I'm curious to know, I think you and I discussed this at a conference. I had done an interview with Dr. Stonebreaker, Michael Stonebreaker, and he was talking all about the column store versus the row store concept. Can you give kind of a high-level assessment of what the advantages and disadvantages are of those two types of database?
Yes, I think you need both. I wouldn't call them different databases. They're different access methods onto the same data, and in today's workload, you actually need a number of different access methods in order to be effective. Datopia offers both the row and columnar access methods based on our unique record-optimized storage.
Okay, so and record-optimized storage, talk about that for a second. How does that work?
What it is storage that is focused on databases and the requirements of databases. When you think about historic storage, the block storage with SAN is great at storing and retrieving blocks of binary data. When you think about NAS, it's great at storing files, a lot of files, GIF files, JPEGs, video streaming. However, databases are all about records, and so you really want to have an engine in there that stores and retrieves records. And Datopia is the only one in the space that stores and retrieves records natively. And that is a very important part of our engine, is that instead of doing blocks and files, we actually store and retrieve records internally.
I see. Okay. Just out of curiosity, the movement toward appliances certainly has all the trappings of commoditization, where I think a lot of the and that's actually a side question I would have for you: is your hardware proprietary or commodity hardware? And the larger question would be that this move toward commoditization is certainly good for customers in that prices come down, you get more options on the market usually. Do you see this trend continuing? I would imagine that your price points are a good bit lower than some of the traditional vendors out there, maybe comparable or even lower than some of the other appliance vendors. But there seems to be a trajectory looking forward wherein the pricing of these of storage is going to continue to go down. And so I guess I'd just be curious about your thoughts on that in general. And what does that do for a company like yours when you are trying to budget out over a year or 2 years and project sales? How far can you look and realistically peg numbers to all that?
Yeah, well, two parts. The first is on the commoditization. I'm a huge believer in the commoditization of, let's say, the data warehouse industry, and I think that's what this is all about. It's we have available to us today some commodity equipment, which is what Datopia is based on, which very effectively and efficiently enables us to do a lot more with the data than we could before. And I find that's a critical part of our whole message and why we exist today. From a business model standpoint, if you were to look at our business model, it very much is based on that commoditization and anticipates that the prices of hard work will continue to go down. So I really embrace the whole commoditization. I think it empowers our users to do a lot more with the data they have, and it enables a lot of people in the mid-range to have large databases that never could even think about doing it before. So in effect, our market is actually growing in terms of number of users very dramatically.
Yeah, and that's a good point, you know, because that's some of the stuff that seems compelling to me, and you seem to hint at it right there, is this whole realm of business intelligence moving into what is often called the SMB, or small to mid-sized business, or some vendors call it the SME, small to mid-sized enterprise space, wherein typically there has not been the kind of discretionary budget to spend $1 million or $2 million building a data warehouse and licensing all these various products. So I guess that's something that I figured was probably the case, but I guess I'm hearing you say that indeed you're starting to see traction in that SMB space, and I guess I'd be curious in your opinion on whether this is an enabling technology to spread this BI for the masses thing that we've been talking about for a while now. Do you see yourself as a player in essentially evangelizing not just data warehousing for the enterprise, but also for small to mid-sized businesses?
I do, but I think even in the enterprise world, what we're seeing, and that's what's exciting about it, the enterprises and even the small businesses are able to capture so much information data that making use of it makes those companies much more competitive. For instance, today we can capture so many touch points about our customers so that we can understand whether they like blue or green or whatever color. Okay, I'll give an example. I called L.L. Bean over the holidays to order a sweater for my wife. They were out of the color I wanted. The customer service rep said, "Oh, but we see your wife also likes teal." And I said, "Oh, that's great," you know, because I had about an hour left before I was, you know, the end of the holiday cutoff. Okay, now that is knowing your customer so well and having that information at your fingertips so that you can be actionable and really give good customer service. What we're seeing is that as the appliances come into the space and the commodity pricing and the ease of use, our customers, whatever size they are able to take advantage of all the information they collect and actually have more personalized service, better segmentation of their market, higher degree of network management than they ever could before. One of our customers, Tektronix today, which sells equipment to the large telco vendors, used to be able to keep only 3 days worth of a certain type of failed calls with their large customers, the largest telecoms out there. Today, with our equipment, they can keep 90 days worth of that data, so they can understand the entire switch history of a switch that's been flaky. End result, their infrastructure costs go down, because they're able to manage their infrastructure a lot better. And
well,
so this is
point.
What we're enabling. And,
yeah.
And our
Yeah, go ahead.
No, our customers get totally excited that they can actually have all this data online at their fingertips.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So it's enabling it from a whole variety of perspectives, and you know, as you say, it allows people to find new ways of finding problems to some of the, or finding solutions rather, to some of the problems that have been lingering out there for a long time. So that's interesting stuff. I guess one last question I'd have for you is, you know, where does the bundling of software stop in your roadmap? Meaning, as you move forward, are you going to be looking to add more functionality, stuff like analytical tools and dashboard technology or anything like that, or are you just going to stick in your space?
We plan to be the king of the hill in our space. We partner very strongly with the dashboard folks and the other folks within our ecosystem. So if you look at Datopia, one of our strengths is that we are fully eco-friendly, that we fit totally with the environment. What we're seeing is that this appliance, which is so powerful, has gone the next step now. So for instance, with our customer Focus creates writes software for telco retention compliance. They have bundled that application in with our appliance and are able to offer their end customers a single unit that is fully functional, that solves the problem the customer has, and can do it tomorrow. That changes the way this industry works.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Good. Well, thank you so much for your time. Folks, we've been talking to Mr. Foster Hinshaw, the CEO of Datopia. You can find more information about them at datopia.com. That's DATAUPIA.com. And, of course, we always encourage you to hop online to tdwy.org for all the latest information about business intelligence, data warehousing, and this growing field of information management. Thanks again, folks, and we hope to catch up with you next time. Bye-bye.